I was a spiritual seeker for a long, long time, and I don't regret it at all. However, I would add that I'm not really a spiritual seeker now, and the reason being that I think it's fairly straightforward. I don't have to try to think of a clever way to say this. I don't have to look for myself anymore. All I need to do is look at myself. I think I got that right in communing with my own presence. Every longing really is fulfilled. Mind you, there's some longing left, I'm sure, because I must agree. Something else you said, that this journey, your journey, it doesn't come to an end, at 3 o'clock some afternoon or t 10 months' time. That's not the way life works, I don't think. One particular road may come to an end, but you can be sure that if it does, there's a new road. Whereas at one time in my life, I did look for an external person to represent, well, let's say represent truth to me. I experience not now a wonderful sense of freedom, because I don't feel that need anymore. I think one of the gifts, one of the great gifts of your work, John, is helping a person realize that all the truth that exists anywhere. This is my experience. All the freedom that exists anywhere is already present in this experience of looking at myself. I find increasingly that if fear comes up, I don't need to get scared anymore. That there's a way to meet that fear, and so far, a year in the journey with cancer, so far it works every time. So thank you very much.